Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We're waiting to hear the president speak. He's in Texas touring the damage from the floods, the devastation, the heartbreak, the tragedy there. So we'll probably dip into that a little bit and hear what the president has to say. There's a lot. Very, very busy Friday today. Rioters clashed with ICE agents during this raid of this marijuana farm in California, where they said there were underage kids working, undocumented underage kids working. And so the mayor of Los Angeles now, Karen Bass, is coming out with all these protections for illegal immigrants. And you've got Democrats like her doubling down on protecting illegal immigrants. All that's blowing up, too. But nothing like what's apparently happening in D.C. today. You know that a story is probably true when it converges between somebody who's considered by the media to be a conspiracy theorist and then the mainstream media, and they're both reporting the same thing, and the mainstream media even citing the reporting of the quote-unquote conspiracy theorist. So Laura Loomer, if you're not familiar with her, controversial investigative journalist, as she describes herself on social media, has the ear of the president, is tight in that circle, and is regarded by the mainstream media as being a conspiracy nut, all right? Axios, which is a publication that I would argue skews to the left, is reporting on Laura Loomer's reporting that Dan Bongino, the deputy director of the FBI, Kash Patel, the FBI director, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general, had a major blow up at the White House. Bongino may quit and is at least now taking the day off. Now, there's unconfirmed reports that he's taking a leave, but at least he's off today. That much we know. White House is saying he's not quitting. There are some sources who are confirming this and others who are saying that it is not as dramatic as you're hearing. But I tend to believe this story because, like I said, it's the perfect fusion here of somebody who's regarded as a conspiracy theorist and the quote unquote corporate mainstream media. So there's a there. Plus, there's this Wired article that the Jeffrey Epstein footage has been doctored. Now, that is not to say it's been manipulated necessarily, but it has been doctored. So a way to say it is that it's clear that that is not the raw video. It doesn't mean that they changed it, but it's not the raw video. It's been doctored. That doesn't mean they manipulated it to show something different, but it's definitely not the raw video, based on their metadata analysis and other sources who also reviewed the video of the Jeffrey Epstein jail cell, which we were told that video never existed in the first place. And this missing minute that just happened to coincide with the cameras resetting or some nonsense like that. A lot of people are very upset, and there's a lot of anger out there as people feel like we're not getting the truth. Why does this matter? Well, it matters for a lot of reasons. Number one, because Jeffrey Epstein is a world-class scumbag, obviously, who was engaged in trafficking underage girls. But it also matters because I have long said I believe he's an intelligence asset and that I think this has always been covered up by the intelligence community because Jeffrey Epstein had something to do with our national security, whether he was there to put people in compromising positions, whether he was working with the Mossad, whether he was working with the CIA. I mean, all I know is that the day that I heard that story, when the FBI raided his penthouse, his luxury penthouse, used a saw to open up the safe, saw these hard drives, the CDs, and other things that they had probable cause to take, in my opinion, even though I'm not an attorney, but and they said that they said the warrant didn't extend to the contents of the safe. and they couldn't get a judge on the phone to give them a warrant to access the contents of the safe. So they left and didn't come back until 4 days later. And guess what happened in the span of those 4 days? I know this will shock you. Everything in the safe gone. So I always thought in the back of my head, and maybe it's because I grew up watching the X-Files. I don't know. Remember the cancer man guy, the overcoat who always seemed to show up, smoking cigarettes all the time, kind of giving the orders? I always imagined it's like that. Somebody from the national security complex walked in on the FBI and said, get out. Do not touch anything in that safe and get out. And they probably had a fight. And then somebody called somebody in Washington. And then they said, you got to get out of there. Because there's no reason in the world why in New York City, in the middle of the day, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of the United States Department of Justice, cannot get a federal judge on the phone to get a warrant. Even if it took an hour or 4 hours, where they got to be? They got nowhere to go. So you just stay there. You wait until you get the warrant. You don't leave. And then if you leave, you don't come back 4 days later when they had time to clean out whatever was in the safe. I mean, what the hell? Did they not even put up like the crime scene tape that you see in movies? The do not cross police line or tape on the door, something? Nothing. Apparently not. Because everything in that safe just vanished. I knew then. I said, that's it. And then the guy who prosecuted him down in Florida also said he was an intelligence asset. And that wound up basically costing him his career. Okay. So now we have Pam Bondi, the attorney general, a few months ago, inviting these MAGA influencers, as they're called. And they come to the White House and they get these binders. And this is the Epstein stuff. And this is just the beginning of more to come. I got the client list file on my desk, or I have the client list on my desk, depending on which story you're looking at. This is all built up. The truth's coming out. And then all of a sudden, nothing's there. There's no there. And that's it. And people are like, wait a second. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you build this up if there was nothing there? Why do you take the time to hand out these binders, invite these people to the DOJ, invite them to the White House, make a big spectacle out of this, and there's no there? And then this missing minute thing doesn't add up because you go, okay, so the tape that was gone, there was apparently no video footage, and then there suddenly was video footage, and now the video footage has a missing minute. And worse than that, the raw footage that we're told is the raw video. That means the video that comes right off the camera is not raw. It's been manipulated at least four different times using Adobe Editor. So apparently now, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Pam Bondi got into a big screaming match at the White House. And Bongino threatened to quit. And Kash Patel and Dan Bongino were furious at Attorney General Pam Bondi, believe she's covering this up at worst, and at best, she just overplayed this and has so many people angry now at guys like Bongino and Kash Patel, and they say this is on her. So this is all happening as we speak right now. And like I said, the reason why I believe this story is because I saw Laura Loomer was tweeting about it early this morning, and then Axios reported on it, and then Axios actually cited her reporting, which again, this does not really, this rarely happens, that they want to give somebody like her any credence whatsoever. And then I read the Wired story about the Epstein footage itself. And look, maybe you don't care. I do. I care because to me, it's like, once again, very powerful people getting away with it. And maybe there's a good reason for it because of national security, and maybe this will blow up some peace deal, or maybe this, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is this stinks. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. And the government lies to us all the time. And it stings, especially when it's our guys doing it to us, when it's our people lying to us. But you know as well as I do, there's more there to this story. And clearly now, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino don't want to let this go either. So maybe we'll get something on this. That could be very, very helpful if we do get some actual truth on this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And then there's Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz, who came out and said that, yes, there's an Epstein client list. Absolutely. He knows people that are on it. But he's got attorney-client privilege, and he can't say anything about this. So there's that aspect of it, too. In fact, why don't we play Alan Dershowitz? You can take a listen to what he said. Go ahead.
This is not an opinion. This is a fact. I have seen, remember, I was accused falsely, and the Epstein, and ultimately I was completely cleared. The woman admitted that she may have mistook me for somebody else and withdrew all of her lawsuits. And so from day one, from the day I was accused, I said I want every document out, because I knew every document would prove I was innocent. So let me tell you, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them. But I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose what I know. But I hand to God, I know the names of people whose files are being suppressed in order to protect them. And that's wrong.
Just out of curiosity, without names, are these politicians, business leaders, both?
They're everything. And let me tell you, a lot of them are, at least one of them is somebody who was accused. Others are accusers. And the judges have said, if somebody calls themselves a victim, we're not going to give any information about them. But they may not be victims. They may be perpetrators.
I think it's very obvious this guy was somebody very important to our government, despite the fact that he was an absolute scumbag. And our government has used scumbags in the past, and that's that. But all of this, there's too many coincidences here for me to go, oh, yeah, I'm just buying this. Now, here's the latest. Metadata shows the FBI's raw Jeffrey Epstein prison video was likely modified. There's no evidence the footage was deceptively manipulated, but ambiguities around how the video was processed may further fuel conspiracy theories about Epstein's death. In the 11 hours, they released 11 hours of what it described as full raw surveillance footage from a camera positioned near Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell the night before he was found dead. The release was intended to address these conspiracy theories that are out there. Metadata, which is embedded in the video and was analyzed by Wired. Wired is not some far-right publication. I would say, again, excuse the left. As well as independent video forensic experts show that rather than being a direct export from the prison surveillance system, the footage was modified, likely using the professional editing tool Adobe Premiere Pro. The files appear to have been assembled from at least two source clips, saved multiple times, exported, and then uploaded to the DOJ's website, where it was presented as raw footage. Now, they don't know what was changed. The metadata does not prove deceptive manipulation. It may have just simply been processed for public release using available software with no modifications beyond stitching together two clips. But the absence of a clear explanation for the processing of the file using professional editing software complicates the Justice Department's narrative in a case already clouded by suspicion. The ambiguity surrounding how the file was processed is likely to provide fresh fodder for people like me. Because remember, we were told that there was no video in the first place. Then they said that they've seen the video. Then they said they had to process the video. Then they said that we were given the raw video. And then there's a minute missing from the raw video. They said they gave us the enhanced and then raw. Both versions of the video appear to have been processed using Adobe Premiere and include much of the same metadata. According to the FBI, anyone entering the area containing Epstein's cell during the relevant time frame would have been visible on the camera. Working with two independent video forensic experts, Wired examined the 21 gigabyte files released by the DOJ using a metadata tool. Reporters analyzed both exchangeable image file format and extensible metadata platform data to identify signs of post-processing. The raw file shows clear signs of having been processed using an Adobe product, most likely Adobe Premiere, based on metadata that specifically references file extensions used by the video editing software. Adobe software, including Premiere and Photoshop, they leave traces in exported files, often embedding metadata that logs which assets were used and what actions were taken during editing. In this case, the metadata indicates the file was saved at least four times over a 23-minute span on May 23, 2025, by a Windows user named MJCole1. The metadata does not show whether the footage was modified before each time it was saved, but it does suggest the video is not a continuous, unaltered export from a surveillance system, but a composite assembled from at least two separate files. And it goes on, but they basically say, they bring in this forensics professor who's a professor at a college. He's often brought into court to testify on these things. He said, based on this, this would never stand up in court. If you tried to introduce this, because he said data, metadata, has to have the same chain of custody as physical evidence. So if you're going to use digital evidence, it's got to have the same exact, handled in a way to preserve the integrity of that evidence, just like if it was a physical gun or a physical rope or something like that. It has to be the same. He said, if a lawyer brought me this file and asked if it was suitable for court, I'd say no. And then the other point is, why am I suddenly seeing a different aspect ratio? Because that's the other point in the video, is that the aspect ratio changes as well. Now, according to a 2023 report from the Department of Justice, Office of the Inspector General, the detention facility where Epstein was found hanged had around 150 analog surveillance cameras. But starting on July 29th, 2019, a technical error prevented roughly half of them from recording, including mostly inside the secure housing unit where Epstein was. Now, get this. The system was scheduled for repairs on August 9th. The night before Epstein was found dead, but the technician assigned to fix the system couldn't access the necessary equipment because the corrections officer required to escort him was nearing the end of his shift. All right, so it's the day before Epstein kills himself. Repairman shows up. Hey, I'm the cable guy. I'm here to repair your surveillance cameras. And the guy's like, I would take you, but shift's almost done, so I can't. So we're going to have to put off this repair of our surveillance cameras. And the guy's like, okay, leaves. And the next day, Epstein kills himself. Okay. All right. Again, just probably a coincidence. As a result, only two cameras were operational near his cell when they found Epstein hanging. One covering the common area and the stairwells near the entrance to the adjacent unit, and another monitoring a ninth-floor elevator bay. Neither captured Epstein's cell door. Neither of those two cameras captured the cell door. But they say that the footage confirms that he was locked in his cell at approximately 8 p.m. and between 10:40 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. the next morning, no one entered the tier where the cell was located. However, the recording includes a notable gap. Approximately 1 minute of footage is missing from 11:58:58 p.m. to 12 a.m. The video resumes immediately afterward, and they say that that minute was when the system has to reboot. There's like a minute where the camera goes down so the system can reboot itself or something. I don't know, but there you go. And remember, we were also told at one point that this video never existed in the first place. Department of Justice back in, I think it was 2021 or 2022, said that the video didn't exist. That was Comey's daughter who said that, that the video had been destroyed, even though they had requested that they maintain the video because his cellmate, the lawyers wanted it for him, and they said, well, the video that we had is actually of the wrong cell. The video of the Epstein cell, that was destroyed accidentally. And the one we have is of another guy. That was the original thing they told us. And then somehow it appeared out of thin air. And then now it shows that the metadata shows that it was manipulated, not necessarily deceptively manipulated, but manipulated nonetheless. Spliced together and aspect ratios changed. So Dan Bongino is furious and has now left, at least for the day. I don't know if we'll be back on Monday. I don't know. We'll see if there's any updates during the show today. But that's what happened today. So a crazy freaking day, a crazy couple days. But I think it's very obvious this has been handled very poorly, and everybody's putting the blame on the attorney general because they're saying, hey, you're the one that, you know, not for nothing came out and said, hey, we got all this stuff. Here are these binders. I got the client list. I got all this. And then it was a big ungatz, a big nothing burger, as they say. And people were very upset by that. And then the Dersh, you got the Dersh coming out going, I know there's a list. I know people who are on it. I can't say because of attorney-client confidentiality, but I know there's people on it. I know who they are. Powerful people. So the plot thickens. And we will see what the next hours and days bring us. But the story's not over yet. At least, not yet. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Gianno Caldwell is going to join the show today at 4 o'clock. I'm very excited to welcome him. We have our big event coming with him, July 31st. We have our VIP tickets, and today, general admission tickets go on sale as well. But you definitely want to get the VIP ticket. Either way, go to 1210WPHT.com right now and get your ticket. Politics and Pints with me, hosting Gianno Caldwell, and his book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. President Trump has endorsed the book. It's a gritty, raw, emotional. We're going to have a great night. It's going to be a lot to talk about. And Gianno's a Fox News superstar, so this will be a lot of fun. So that's July 31st at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Easy to get to from literally everywhere. So get your tickets now, 1210WPHT.com, and we'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.